Hey, good. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Well, for those of you who don't know, I'm Kevin Dunkel. I'm the performance category of Pioneer District guy. This is where I got my roots, and now due to life and graduate school, I'm in Ohio. So,
we'll be
back here.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, we've got a front row guy that wasn't here that's an Ohio State shirt every week.
Right. So. Well, that's good. I'm Ohio University, so I don't like Buckeyes any more than you guys do. I'm a Spartan by trade. So
That's all right.
It's at least not a Buckeye. So how did we feel up there?
What are we
dropped?
Feeling? Okay. Our score went down. We had some performance inconsistencies on stage that we didn't expect to happen. All things said, we should have been bumping first place,
okay.
Not first, if our scores had gone the way they should have.
Cool. So we're going to talk about some things. We're going to run some things. There's certain notes that I have written down that I'm sure won't even pertain if we were to start singing them now. The unfortunate thing of contests when we have choruses and we have directors that are out front is there's two judges on different sides of the tables, and sometimes we see different things. Sometimes there's a range of emotions that are coming across. We both had moments of the low to mid 70s, and from my seat I had some more moments of the lower 60s, which is where it got me into the mid to high 60s. So that's just kind of where the chips fell on my seat from what I saw. So realistically, if we average our two scores together, that's probably pretty close, because he probably saw a little more here, I saw a little more here, and it was just the part of the chorus that we saw. Give my regards to Broadway. Where are we going? Why are we giving our regards? Have we established?
Yes, we have a whole story behind this. We're
somebody
aged
else other
and
than
gray.
The director has to tell me.
Okay.
Director, music team, performance team, you guys are not eligible to answer my questions. So, someone
remember,
other
wrote
than
it
those
down.
Teams.
Somebody just tapped us on the shoulder as we were walking down the street and recognized us as being on Broadway. And aren't you so-and-so? And we say, it's been years.
Okay, so we're older, we're out of our prime.
Yes, very much.
Even though we don't have to sing like it.
That's not my category.
Right. Or perform like
it. I just say what you look like and perform like.
Right,
so,
okay.
It wasn't coming across to us as an audience of why we were giving our regards. So we may have to find, what have we moved on to? What are we doing? Why are we not still in Broadway? So this is a good setup to a story of, this was what we used to do, but what are we doing now? What have we moved on to? Why, if we have such great memories and such, you know, so many good things that happen, why are we not still in there? So helping an audience understand that, but starting, we the freeness of this intro and the first couple pages was great, and then we started getting a little bit of contrast, but a lot of our softer sections, we needed a little bit more intensity and a little bit more purpose, storytelling-wise, to support that. I put story development, but we kind of just talked about that, is just needing to understand a little bit more of why are we giving our regards, why are we going away. And
are you suggesting story development would be visual cues to indicate our age, or how would we convey that to you?
It doesn't have to. What are our lyrics? Like, this is probably going to be lyric driven if that's our story. I don't know this song very well as far as lyrics.
Well, the intro was written by Brian Beck, so you know nobody's heard it except a few people.
So yeah. Once we get to our chorus. Can somebody speak through the lyrics for me?
It's been years since I last
played on
old
Broadway.
Heard the cheers and the thundering applause, but time has gone by now. I'm aged and gray, so pardon me while I pause.
Okay.
And then we get into the part that people know.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me.
So let's, where you started speaking, let's all perform that. Let's see what comes across.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Because the way that you just spoke it there was not some, there was some delivery stuff that
so
I
you
enjoyed
the
here.
Beginning of where I started talking.
Yeah, right where you
right
started.
The edge.
Oh, the edge.
The edge, yeah. And I think that is setting it up, but
designed to, it
maybe
should.
Maybe that's
that
part
was
of
what we were trying
flipping
to do.
The page and all mm-hmm. that. I missed some of that.
We changed the order.
That's okay.
You know.
Let's just do it.
Yeah. Let's
yeah.
see if we can commit.
Cool.
Now and get some.
It's New Year's. Remember the last judge?
It's been years since I last played on old Broadway. Heard the cheers and the thunderous applause. Applause. But time has gone by now. I'm aged and gray.
So, you got... Do you guys use numbers for dynamics?
Yes.
Yep.
Do you go 1 to 5 or 1 to 10?
10.
All right. So if I were to put your emotion on a number scale like that, we were somewhere in the 5 to 6 and then dropped down to a 4.5 from how great this opening was to applause
yep.
gone by or... So we need to, there needs to be much more sense of pride and wholehearted excitement with that first part of, it was so great, it was the best years of my life, and then it needs to be like turning the radio completely off of, but it's gone. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that will help us set up this next section of, here's how great it was, but I'm showing you a big change to say that it's gone. And I'm sad about it, and then we're going to go into the next.
Okay.
So let's think of that, of making sure emotionally, excitement, eyes, everything is supporting that dynamic. We are quite loud. What's our volume level?
We get to about a 7 or 8 in this intro.
So let's think of
it's
trying
not the
to
peak
match.
Of the song.
Yeah, trying to match all of your numbers on an emotional scale as well, and knowing that if I'm getting softer, it's a little bit more intimate emotion, doesn't necessarily mean this, it's a little bit more excitement and intensity, but it's a lower level and it's like a smaller. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Cool, so let's try that. Match all your volumes with intensity and emotion.
Sure.
It's been years since I last played on old Broadway. Heard the cheers and the thunderous applause. Applause. But time has gone by now. I'm aged and gray. So pardon me if I
is everybody
yeah.
thinking that? We're going to look a little bit into, and this is where categories, you have to find what works for you, but a lot of this, when he says teeth and stuff, we're losing some of the reflective views. So find a way that works for you that you can get that placement, and there may be guys that you just can't, and you know that when it comes to the green badge, you may lose... you know, some of the effect here or there because this placement's more important. I know my category is usually the last one to get to, so it is a singing contest after all, but...
Actually, you were our highest.
Yeah, we scored highest in performance, so...
All right, you like it.
So was it last fall, which it's never been.
Well, that means that you're spending the time on it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So spending the time on it, my category has to enhance what you're already doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, how long have you been directing this course?
Since 86.
That's what I thought. I couldn't think of another director in front of you. So, he's been here.
A long time.
This chorus has been competing for that district title pretty much every contest. I mean, growing up, I mean, before Mountain Town and before Grand Rapids kind of came and went, I mean, it was...
There was Wayne, Grand Rapids,
Lansing, it was, and I was around when my dad joined, was when Lansing missed the fall cut to go to international by a point or two, 3 years in a row. So that was back in the mid to late 90s. Mm-hmm. So I, you guys have been in that. I know that's where you want to get back to, and there's a lot of things you can do, but right now it sounds like you're putting this category as a focus, but you're not using it to support what he's already taught you and what you're already doing. So we're gonna, let's find a little more cohesiveness into that, and hopefully Chris just gave you some good stuff with that category. So
bite
yeah,
the apple shape. Anything, stuff we've worked on. But
anything that I'm telling you is not to pull away from what he is, it's finding a way to mold the two together. So
find a balance.
Let's start at the chorus and go on there.
Oh.
And it's, and we know we're going, it's happy, we're kind of letting down and reminiscing.
Not at this point.
And then we're back
now
to.
Now we're back in our delusion of the past.
Delusion of the past, great. And then where's the change? Do we know?
Yes. Oh, yes.
All right. Oh, so let's. So that's good, but we need to find a little bit more of these excitements, the 42nd Street line. We have much more excitement vocally, but we're not fully engaging in that with our bodies. So that should be a little bit more of a loose body feeling of almost a dancing type-esque of looseness to our body. So let's do that section again and think again. What's our volume? What are we starting this chorus at volume wise?
Four.
Yeah, at the chorus.
Yeah. About a four.
And
maybe three.
Are we just straight crescendo through
six
or eight measures?
Well, yes. As the tempo is picking up.
So it's just a large 12
yeah,
measure
and then
crescendo with a few.
Back to the
we get soft on whisper.
But not the excitement level. We want the excitement. They're still in the delusion until the spot we stopped.
Yep. So it's delusion, but are you excited? You're still excited.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We are living in the past.
So we're not changing our emotion, but we're adjusting the level of emotion that's coming through in that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So let's get that, and I think all of this being a little more delusional is a little bit more free form and loose as far as body, and then it turns a little bit more of reflection and maybe somber type of body feel.
It's back to reality and talking to the guy on the street again.
So let's try and get our body a little more engaged. 5 minutes already. Jeez, pizza. Lock the door. So let's do it again. Think of matching with body on this one. We're getting pretty good face, but it's still the old style body. So a little bit more loose, a little bit more flexible. I'm not saying we have to use hands as a barbershop quartet, but as far as our body movement as it is pertaining to it, supporting it.
Gee, move. I don't think I've heard that before.
Give me the cards.
Oh, do you get my
hands?
Yes.
Oh, won't you give my regards to Hills, perils, sweat, and won't you tell us? Second Street that I will soon be there. Whisper of how I'm yearning to mingle with the old time throng. So give my regards to old Broadway.
Sounded better in my ear because you seemed like you were having more fun with it.
When we get them to move.
So
it does.
Light the tail, get some tail tuxes, and we're going to light the tail on fire when we start, so you have to move.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go that far. But we finally got to where you seem like you're living this and you're enjoying this first part of the song. And that's where we need to live, carry it over to the other stuff, and because we're almost out of time. Make them laugh. Is this a song we're intending to keep for a contest or?
Don't know.
All right.
Maybe. We've done it for four.
All right. So there's a lot of these good situations, but right now it just kind of jumps out at you. So we need to find a way to, and maybe it's the first half of the song is a little bit more subtle, and then we build to a bigger thing later. The banana peel over here only happened once that I noticed, and it was very large. But how many times do we say slip on a banana peel?
Once.
Once.
Yep.
Okay.
We got a dancer with Grace over on this side.
Awesome. So maybe it's just too much for it, because there's certain moments that are sticking out of that drawing my attention, but I'm missing the whole big picture of the song.
Hmm.
So finding a way to make them more of a cohesive plan. Mm-hmm. Let's start at the chorus of this. Let's skip the intro and do it. And just think of the move measures before it happens, so that way it's not a catching on the move as it flies.
Make them laugh.
The melody, which is the lead thing.
Okay.
Right. Make them laugh. That's okay, got it.
Make a laugh, make a laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to have a laugh? My dad said,
okay, come on. You're not doing anything that we've talked about. Continue the sound, get the excitement level going. Mr. Microphone, remember, here we go.
Make them laugh, don't you know everyone wants to have a laugh? My dad said, be an actor, my son, but be a comic, the one will be standing in line for that old honky-tonk monkey shine. Or you can study Shakespeare and be quite elite, and you can charm the critics, but won't ever eat. Just slip on a banana peel to fall at your feet. Make them laugh, make them laugh, make them laugh.
Make them laugh, make them laugh.
Don't you know everyone wants to laugh?
Wants to laugh.
My dad said someday, go for the gold. Do it before you're too old.
Make them roar.
Pretending you're a dancer with Grace, you wiggle till they're giggling all over the place, and then you get a great big custard pie in the face.
Make them laugh.
If you wanna be the rage and become the star of the stage, don't you know everyone wants to laugh? So listen when I say, make them laugh.
To him, I think part of our issue right now is transition out of moves. that are kind of sloppy, and then that's making where it's a move, and this should be more back to this, and then the next move, and it's kind of move, and then we finally, and then a move pops out of nowhere. So I think if we can get clear transition of we're into this move, and then we're back to this, we're into this move, and back to this, it'll make everything seem as here's where that move's supposed to happen. Here's where that move's supposed to happen, instead of move, and then it kind of carries on, and then all of a sudden a move comes out of nowhere yep. again. So I think that's where we'll get a little bit more of that cleanliness.
Okay.
Cool?
Okay.
We're at time,
yes.
so...
Yes. You're not anti-move, are you?
No,
like that?
No. I am, especially in a song like this,
yeah.
it's almost one of those over the top. You know, right
yeah,
now it's the... But be a comical one
yeah.
is quite subtle right now. I'm okay with it because the wiggle to your giggle is where we get the little
should
bit bigger.
Yeah.
But we may need even a little bit more of the first one just to balance everything out.
Thanks, Kevin.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.